Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ang susunod na palabas ay rated PG.
make them mad. And if they bad, I bet them bad again. I'd rather stack the talent, let it go off through their bladder. Then it exit out their back, hit them with that back to back. I ain't playing when I tell you I'm the man. Beverly may not be known overseas, but I'm known from tree rain. I'm so cool, feel the breeze. Money piled up to my knees, man, my pocket can't breathe.
Cause I go in on them, boy, I get in on them. No, I don't pause on them, because I balls on them. You get that money, dawg, I get that paper fold. I got my Nike tied tight, I'm paper chasing fold. Boy, I go in on them, boy, I go in on them. Boy, I go in on them, boy, I go in on them. Boy, I go in on them, boy, I go in on them. Boy, I go in on them, boy, I go in.
Yeah, yeah, grind. When you look at it, boy, I'ma make them save me. I know what they get a whip or did, they gonna pay me. So Bama boy, the best thing, smoking better safety. Do it for my niggas on the block and in them cages. Do it for my travels who duck and die in them cases. All black air signs, so call me a racist. Money over air signs, never green face. Stay ready to draw four, I ain't got a trace it. Cause if I make a mistake, got that pistol till he race. I'm just being blatant, she ain't got no patience. But money elevating, so I can't keep away. Yo, I be on some different shit. Can you see the difference? Can you see the way I ball out? So a strap of shit. Rest of them irrelevant, so fuck them if they celebrate. Alabama doing big, stepping like an elephant.
Cause I go in on them, boy, I get in on them. No, I don't pause on them, because I balls on them. You get that money, dawg.
In the fabulous Tweety B. So, you know, we're going to get it started this morning. I was checking out the news, man, and I saw something that was kind of disturbing. You know, we talk about a lot of people in this country who don't want to work, who want to take advantage of the welfare system, who want to, you know, live off of everybody else or try to live off a man or live off a woman or, you know what I mean, just not do shit. Well, I was kind of disturbed by the fact that, you know, a homeless sister living in a car with her kids was arrested for leaving her kids in the car while going in to do a job interview. You know, that's kind of confusing to me because it's like, it's not like she was doing anything illegal. She left her kids at home, which happened to be her car. So, I mean, you know, the system needs fixing. I mean, we've always said that it was most definitely broke. The thing is, what are we to do? I mean, you know, I got like a thousand, million, trillion, zillion to infinity, you know, suggestions. But I'm not really in a position to make those changes. So, you know, what you think needs to be done, Tweety B?
You know, I don't know what needs to be done. I'm so sick and tired of the laws. I'm sick and tired of the government. I'm sick and tired of trying to abide by laws that was never made for us anyway. That in itself is enough for me. You know, I'm sick of the whole get up. I'm sick of all everybody. I'm sick of it. They're sick of it. So I know the end is not too far away from here because people in general get on my nerves. Like, I have to make myself want to be around people nowadays because they just get on my nerves. You know, everybody got a scheme. Everybody got a plot. Everybody got a plan. Everybody got a hidden agenda. Everybody got these little taboo thoughts and this and that that they play out in their mind that they think is for real. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the whole thing. And that's just my personal opinion. I don't think if anybody got up there, anybody could do any type of changing. Because at the end of the day, we don't have no power. We don't have no power. We preach power, togetherness and coming together to do this and that. But at the same time, we don't run nothing.
I mean, it's like, I mean, when you say we, I mean,
the American people as a whole, we don't run nothing. We don't run nothing.
I mean, I believe,
we appoint people who stay in office and they do what they want to do. You know, they tell lies and get in there, get everybody to vote for, oh, we do this and we're going to do this and we about change and all this crap, you know. But at the end of the day, don't nobody care about what really happens to the little girl, you know, who's homeless, sitting in the car hoping her mama get a job so they can have a house again. At the end of the day, don't nobody care about that. As long as they got life, as long as they shit running, as long as we keep paying their checks, that's all they concerned with. They just care less about Joe Blow down the street who lost his job and then out of work for a year. You know, it's not about circumstances. It's about, you know, willpower. And yeah, some things you can get up and do on your own. Some things you can change on your own. But at the same time, you got to have some type of compassion, some type of heart for people that's down and out, because everybody has their moments. That don't mean they trash or not a good person. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of all of it. I'm sick of even talking about them because they ain't shit to me. And that's just the answer God truth.
I mean, you know, I mean, the system is set up the way it's set up, man, for a reason. And, I mean, it's like, it's hard to, like, express it or explain it because people are in such a fucked up position that it's like, you know, we appoint people, man, to look out for us. But what we don't understand is what's best for us in our country or our city and what's best for the people in the next city. So when they get up there, even if they attempt to do what's best for us in our city, the person that's doing what's best for their city or their town or their state, it's going to automatically be in conflict. So we end up with all this arguing back and forth and all this jockeying for position, which we assume is just nonsense and bullshit. But in actuality, we wonder how these same people keep getting reelected and reelected and reelected. It's because they up there actually fighting in some cases, not in all, but in some cases they actually fighting a good fight for us, whoever us may be. You know what I'm saying? But the system is set up, man, for, you know, things to be the way that they are. I mean, it's just difficult, man, because we have so many conflicting ideals in this country. We got capitalism, but we try to have socialist ideas. We want to get things accomplished, man, but we have this great democratic system that is broken because in some situations, in some cases, a dictatorship is necessary. You know, I don't advocate no one dude running the whole show because, you know, everybody will be pissing when he wants to be piss time and quiet when he wants quiet time. That's not how it should be. But at the same time, I mean, some changes need to be made. I mean, you got the federal government operating and taxes being taken from this state, put into that state to fund programs that people don't believe in and all this different stuff. So, I mean, a lot of things need to be changed. But, I mean, a woman being arrested, man, for attempting to better her situation who is actually homeless, man, is a damn shame. You know, and something does need to be done about that. I mean, we have all these rules on record, you know, all these laws that are in effect that just haven't been applied or changed in any kind of way. And that needs to be looked at.
Government took people housing. A lot of people housing went into foreclosure. They couldn't pay them no more when we was in this depression that everybody trying to act like we wasn't in. They took people houses. They got houses to house people in because they took all of them. They took every house, they owed them money they took. So they got houses to house people. And another thing, too, when the people came and they was trying to get people to recruit for the Army, recruit for any armed services of the United States of America, they went to the White House. They like, y'all out here, you know, trying to get people to join the military. Why isn't your daughter in the military? Would you encourage your daughter to go to the military and fight? They was looking at them like they was, hell no, my daughter ain't going to fight for America. But yet you stand up here asking me to send my baby, though. You know what I'm saying? What, to me? That's how I feel. If anybody come over here and want to fight us, I'm with them. I stand on the front line with them. But I'm not going nowhere and fighting nobody else for America. Fuck that. No.
Okay. I mean, it's like a lot of stuff you're saying, man. I mean, it has its valid points, but you know me and you, we bump heads on a lot of little stuff, man. I think it's a nice country, man. I think it got its flaws like everything else. At the same time, it's like some of the stuff you speak on, it's like, yeah, they got houses, man, but I mean, it's like if they start giving houses that people to foreclose on to other people, man, then I mean, other people will let their house go into foreclosure. I mean, it's a slippery slope. It's fucked up to say. I mean, we, you know what I'm saying? We grew up like not actually street people. We both well-educated people, man, you know, good families. We was raised. We didn't grow up. But at the same time, it's some things, man, that have to be looked at. Some of the foreclosure stuff, I mean, people can say I was tricked and I was talked to, but a lot of people, man, it was greed. I mean, you knew that job you had, man, you know, wasn't going to allow you to pay that mortgage, but you was hoping and praying. Hoping and praying don't get stuff done. A lot of people say, oh, I was tricked into doing this. Not really, man. You knew you wasn't going to be. The bills you had was not going to allow you to pay an extra $200, $300 a month just for that big lump sum of money when you took that mortgage out right now. A lot of people took mortgages out and didn't even fix up their house. Now, some people did the right thing, and they got hurt, too. But a lot of people, man, they were just looking for some money to buy some extra stuff. You got people right now, man, you got three or four cars and three or four jobs and, you know, phone bills, cable bills, you know, Netflix bills and all this extra stuff, man, so that you can live and feel like you got something going on. People got Netflix bills, and that ain't nothing but $8 a month or so, man, but they don't even watch no movies because they ain't got time because they working too hard. They too tired. So, I mean, a lot of it has to do with American greed, the concept of being an American and having whatever the hell you want to have, however you want to have it, and as much of it as you want to have. So I don't know, man. You know, you. Yeah, no, we might need to play some music or something, man. I need to, like, refresh my mind. What you got over there?
Yeah, I'm going to play some music because, for one, I need to be getting ready to go. I don't know why I scheduled this show for this morning because I knew I was going to be rushing. But I didn't want to cancel the show because we're just really getting back into the swing of things, and I want people to come over and listen to it. But right now I just feel like I'm in a rush trying to get everything done and trying to get, you know, the show done, me packed and all this. It's just, it's running all together. I'm not going to do this anymore. We're going to get into some of this Jay Rama. We're going to play Come Vibe With Your Boy by Jay Rama. You can go over and follow him on Twitter at Jay Rama, J-R-A-M-A. Make sure you go over and do that. We're going to play some music and come back, and we're going to be out of here like an hour, y'all. We'll be back in just a minute.
Introduction, but things come in 2014. It's Johnny Drunk, and it's for the hood, and it's for the hood.
All right, you guys, we are back for more Grown Folks Business. I guess I got the guy Heyru with me. I don't know.
You know I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I just was trying to take a breather, man, shake off your love. You know, I need to get you upset, get you started this morning, man, but I know how you feel about the ladies and their babies, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, but I feel you though, man. I feel you on that, you know.
Hey, D,
but,
how you doing?
What's going on, man? I'm doing all right.
What's
how
going
you
on, dog? You alive, man?
Oh, right. Yeah, man, you know, I'm good, man, you know, I'm alive. Ain't got no hangover, nothing, so
yeah,
I'm happy for that one.
That's good. That's good, man. You know what I'm saying? How was your day?
I mean, you know, it was good, man. I ain't really do too much because I'm really having my party Saturday. That's when everybody off on Saturday, so I just, you know, yesterday I just kind of chilled, went fishing with my pops again. We went fishing again. I done got hooked on fishing, so, you know.
Yeah, I see, man. Hey, man, I mean, shit, you can be hooked on a lot of worse things, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit, fishing is a good thing. Fishing ain't exactly a hobby, man. Fishing serves two purposes, man. I mean, it's entertaining and enjoyable, but it also puts something on the table.
On the table, shoot, yep.
$5 for that same fish you done caught in the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Caught in the lake.
For real.
Yeah, man. What's going on with you, though, man? What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, man, you know, man, I'm just sitting here tuning in, man. I wanted to talk about this thing that's going viral on YouTube, man. It's these dads whooping their kids. Like, I seen a video on YouTube where this dad, he caught his two daughters. I think one was 12 and one was 13. They was making a twerk video, and like the dad walked up and said, "Keep rolling," and he went in there and went ham on him with her. He had a extension cord though, you know. And he had a stinky court, and he went to town on it. He whooped the first one, then told the other to get on over there and sit down, and told the other one to come on. And, man, he would turn them up. Then they had another one of a dude. His daughter had been gone for, like, 3 days. She was 13. She had been gone for 3 days at partying and stuff. Oh, shoot, they met her outside. He met her outside, grabbed a handful of her, and was yanking on her, turning her up. And her mama, whoever was filming it, was just cussing out, calling the bitch, "Bitch, you go, you think you grown? We gonna show you whoop up, motherfucker!" All that, man. I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, okay.
Now, I don't know about this second video, but now that first video, I wasn't mad at that man for whooping their ass. For one, because the older one had the younger one falling behind her, so that's how come she got it the worst. But it wasn't just that they made a twerk video. This man is a deacon at his church. And them little girls was in the church on top of the pews, up and down. See, they didn't show that video. Up and down the pews, twerking at the church where this man got to go and assemble. And now they'll put this thing on Facebook for all of the church members to see them shaking their behind in the church. Now, they didn't put that part up there. So they deserve every lick that they got.
Well, I'm going to speak on the second part.
I ain't see all that.
No, they just showed that part where he was whooping them, but it was a video before that.
I'm saying, my thing is this. Hold on, hey. My thing is this. Okay, I understand. You know, I'm all for you whooping your kids. You know what I'm saying? If they doing something that they ain't got no bid, but, I mean, like, don't put this stuff on YouTube, man. Some people view that as abuse, man. You know, because he
has
physical.
I don't care what people view, man. That's what's wrong with people, man. You know what I'm saying? Extension cords, man, for a long, long time, man, have been tried and true ass-whooping tools. You know what I'm saying? I will call it, it's a metaphor, man, for connecting your ass with reality. It will plug you in and connect you with reality because I'm going to stop on the second one and say the mom shouldn't have been, like, verbally abusing her like that.
But you gone for 3 days, man, 13 years old, man, with all
the
stuff that's going on in the world,
man.
You deserve that ass whooping. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I mean, I applaud the people, man, for making ass whooping a movement on YouTube because it needs to be brought back. That's what's wrong with people. These kids is not being raised nowadays. They growing up doing what the fuck they want to do, how they want to do it. They need their ass whooped. I advocate bringing ass whooping back. You know, Tweety B was just ranting about the government. That's one of the things that I don't like. People argue with me about my political views all the time, but I'm going to tell you something, man. First and foremost, man, the Democratic Party was started by slave owners, ex-slave owners, people who lost stuff in the South. And they still to this day treating black people and white people like slaves. This is why they want to come into your house and make all these damn rules. Some of these protect the kids rules need to be in place. But you can't tell me I can't discipline my kid if you got the same law to say I can't whoop my kids on a couple of paragraphs down, say I go to jail if they don't go to school. Say I go to jail if they break somebody into somebody's house during school hours or they do this or they do that or anything they do, I'm responsible for. Well, if I'm responsible for them, then get your motherfucking ass and your cameras out of my house and let me raise my kids. You know what I'm saying? Because if I don't raise a man until they 18, you're going to be raising them until they 90 in your system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I advocate the ass whooping. I don't advocate the name calling and all of that stuff right there. She was wrong for that. But like I said, I applaud the viral movement of bringing back spanking the ass crack. That's an important thing, man. You can't be your kid's friend. Y'all chilling, dressed like twins, talking about this my twin and this and that, and you got a new weave, she got a new weave, you know, you got new Nikes, he got new Nikes, you got the latest Jordans and the PS3, he got the latest, and he getting D's and F's in school. I applaud these people, man, stepping up and being parents, man. Stop trying to be that cool nigga. You know what I'm saying? You smoking weed with your kids, man. He 13, 14 years old. Y'all sitting up smoking weed. You teaching this nigga how to blow a roll of blunt. That's the shit that I be having a problem with. You got your 8-year-old son on a YouTube video rolling up a blunt. You know what I'm saying? Now somebody need to come over to your house and make a viral video whooping your ass.
For real. Straight up.
You know what I mean? So it's like, man, I think it's a good thing, honestly. Some people
I'm for the whooping. I'm all for whooping. I tell anybody, you want me to babysit your kids, you better let me know now. If they get out of line, they get their ass whooped. Because that's what happened over here. But
man, that's what go on.
You know what I'm saying? Or you better find you somebody else to watch them. Because they going to stay in line in my house.
This is the ass whooping zone.
Period. That's
once
what
they
this
cross
is
this
over
threshold,
here.
You know what I'm saying? You better come get
they
them.
subject to an ass whooping.
For real.
Pretty much it. Yeah. They had another one on there of a dude. They had another one. This dude, his son, trying to wear skinny jeans. And his son was like 200 plus putting on some skinny jeans. He couldn't pull them all the way up. He just clowned him. Like, I mean, I was laughing, but I'm like, see, this is the stuff that needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand the skinny jean epidemic.
No, I mean, I
don't understand
that now. It's like, I don't advocate the public humiliation of your children. You dig what I'm saying? I advocate the, you know, whooping their ass and posting it because kids are so net savvy. Everything with them is appearance on the internet. I mean, kids now think more about what some stranger in the Ukraine that's on YouTube or on Facebook care than what their parents care. So, you know, you want to be tough and weed smoking and twerking and staying out partying and posting them party videos and all that on YouTube. Well, I'm going to post the consequences of your actions on YouTube, but I'm not going to never shame my child. I'm going to sit him down in there and shit and, you know, tell him, hey, man, you know, we don't sit here. And when your ass realize you can't get them skinny jeans up over your ass, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get you on some weight training or something. I ain't gonna never, you know what I'm saying? I don't like them, but I don't dictate my kid's style. If my son wanna wear skinny jeans, I'm not gonna knock him. He gonna work and buy his own though, because I ain't gonna pay no $100 for no skinny jeans. But if he wanna wear them, he got to get in shape to get into them. But I ain't going to humiliate him on no YouTube video. But, I mean, it's just some shit, man, that, you know what I'm saying, the movements need to be, like, brought back. A lot of things, man, you know, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that's going on, man. I mean, you ride down the street nowadays, man, and you see kids like 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, man, like outside, man, like it's dark. They outside, like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
where they parents at and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's parents at 9, 10 in the evening, man, 8:30, 7:30 in the car with some strange Negro, you know, getting high, man, you know, giving a dude head outside their daughter windows. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's a lot of stuff need changing, man. Whooping somebody ass on YouTube because they do something wrong ain't one of them. You know, I mean, I saw a news story on PBS when they was doing all of the big thing was going on. They brought it back like about a month or so ago. I saw it, and they was talking about when the child emancipation movement was in effect. All of the kids that was getting emancipated from their parents because they didn't want to follow their rules or they didn't want to do what they was told and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And what it demonstrated, man, was that it was, first of all, it was a foolish move, but that the government had got out of control. Because the first situation was a little girl, I think it had started when she was 14 or so. They moved to a new neighborhood in Chicago in like a really rough area because, you know, Pops lost his job. He had to take another job and this and that, trying to do things so that he wouldn't be in no rough life to raise and provide for his family. They moved to a new neighborhood. They had been driving for some hours, so kids in the car, they didn't make them come inside. Let her stay outside, you know, but you could clearly hear, you know, him standing in front of his house talking ambulances, police, cars, sirens, all this in a new neighborhood. So you say, you're going to sit right here, but don't go nowhere. They moving stuff. They get the last stuff. They come in. She gone up the street, around the corner somewhere with some little girl she done met live in the places. It's sirens and shit. And when she come back, mama whooped her ass. Well, you know, she going to call Child Protective Services. They took mama to jail. Let mama out 12 hours, told her to come get your daughter. She was like, what daughter?
Mm-hmm.
So we got your daughter down. He said, look, let me tell y'all something. If I come get her, she going to get an ass whooping for calling y'all. And she going to get an ass whooping every time she do something I don't like. So y'all might well keep her.
Because
my kids at home, you know, my kids who know they going to get their ass whooped and accept that as a consequence of their actions, they at home.
They at home.
So she let the little girl sit in the system for like about 30 days, man, you know what I'm saying, before she came and got her. And when she came back, the little girl, they talked to her about what she thought about it and this and that. She said she realized, man, her mama wasn't really a bad person because they talked to her. She couldn't talk about no cases of abuse or none of that shit. Well, moms had whooped her unnecessarily just because she was mad or going off or none of that. So, I mean, given a society, man, in which the government, man, done came into our homes to tell us how to raise our kids. And so they being raised, they raising them by their rules, and it's failing.
Yeah, it's failing terribly. Because until all that happened, all this stuff with these schools, I mean, like, school ain't safe no more. I mean, nothing. These kids' minds is being, I don't know. Like you said, man, you can't be your kid's friend. And that's what's wrong with parents. A lot of parents today, they try to be their kids' friends. And want to be up to date on what's hip and what's not and all that else. I don't care what's hip and what's not, you know. This is what it is, this is what it's going to be, as long as you're up under my roof. I don't care about what everybody else doing. Talking about what you're doing and what's going on in this household. That's it.
Get him, B. I want to ask out a question. What do you think is the appropriate age to start talking to your children about sex and sexually transmitted diseases and condoms and things of that nature?
Man. I don't know. I say you got to catch me about 14. 13, 14. You got to catch them, man. These kids, man, they going to learn in school anyway. They teaching them in school already.
I think when they old enough to ask, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and I think that an important thing to me is I'm not going to have my son calling his stuff a wee-wee. I'm going to teach him the correct name for his penis from the jump. You know, I'm not an advocate of the baby talk, so. You know, that's my thing. I'm going to say that's your penis. My daughter, that's your vagina. You know, I mean, it's like, man, I believe in talking to your kids, man. You know, they people, they little people, man. You're supposed to talk to them like that. You're not supposed to flood them with information they unprepared to understand. But you're not supposed to feed them some of this bullshit. I never told my daughter about no stork. You know what I'm saying? That's just not happening. You know,
I
don't have a problem with telling my child that, you know, you're not old enough to understand yet. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I will tell you this, this, and this. You know what I'm saying? I don't advocate giving your children these false things that leave them open to what other people will say. I will tell them, hey, man, some of the stuff your friends is doing or they experimenting with. And, you know, the minute they ask, that's when I'm going to explain it to them. If they don't understand, I'm going to tell them to ask me questions. See, I always have with my daughter what I call, you know what I'm saying, amnesty day. You know, amnesty hour, whatever. Well, whatever we talk about, no matter how pissed off I might be in the back of my head about what she tell me or what she do or what's going on, I believe that you have to have that conversation in which they are free to talk to you about anything, ask any questions that they want to ask, and get honest answers.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I don't sit here and say, hey, man, I don't smoke, I don't drink. So I'm in a better position now to tell my children not to smoke and drink. It's hard to be a parent that you smoke weed when you was a certain age and you still smoke weed to tell your child that smoking weed is wrong. Or if you drink, to tell your child that drinking is wrong. Or if you're old slut ass to be trying to tell your daughter what and how to do with what dude she's doing it with. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. If you a dude bringing a bunch of women around your daughter or around your son, tell your kids about what monogamy is and healthy relationships are. So therefore, you are a reflection of what they will learn to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just about talking to. It don't do no good to wait till they 15, 16, 14, 13 to tell them about sex and relationships if you done demonstrated to them that sex and relationships ain't shit for they whole little old 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old life. By the time they 12, they already know what it is. They've been emulating you forever. So, I mean, it's a complicated question, man. You know, if you married, raising your kids in your house with you and your wife, then it's like, man, the conversation is like a lot different. You know what I'm saying? But they being bombarded with it on TV.
I think the conversation starts young and light. And as they get older, the conversation gets more in-depth. Because, like,
exactly.
AJ, you know, from smaller, I always let it be known, nobody is to touch this, bother this, nobody go back there for nothing. They ain't got no reason going back there for nothing. Anybody go back there for anything, you need to come and let me know. Because mama going to handle that. I don't care what they tell you they going to do to you or nobody else because they're not going to put a hand on you. Once I get this information. So that's how I always talk to my kid. Now, if I had a girl, it would be more in-depth earlier than with my boy. Because with a girl, I'll say around 12, 13 years old, she's about to start appearing and have, you know, all these hormonal things going on. So she needs to really understand what's going on with her body, you know, that is changing and what's happening with her. And you know, that's how I would have that situation with a girl. So... I know.
Well, I have three girls. I have three girls. So, I mean, that's why I said like 13, 14. You know, my 9-year-old, she already developing. She 9. It scares me. You know, it scares me. I mean, it scares me, you know what I'm saying, because I know that day is coming. You know,
I really
start preparing myself now while they little. How to, but we don't, in my household, we don't step out of line. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, they have nowadays, man, and it's been a trend for a while. I mean, little girls in elementary school is having contests to do different stuff, to see who can do the most stuff and at the earliest and the quickest. You know, sixth grade, man, it's like, I seen a thing on the news, man, like a while back, man. They was having these bracelets of different colors. Different color bracelets meant different things. Like, you know, black meant I do everything. Orange meant I give head. you know, green, meaning I'm not a virgin, and all these different things, man, their parents aren't aware of because kids have a different language. You know what I'm saying? With all these growth hormones and fast food and all of this stuff, man, and genetics from a parent who was raised on fast food with all these growth hormones and was eating them while they was, you know what I'm saying, you eating McDonald's and Burger King and in these chicken places, man, with all these, make an egg go from an egg to a full chicken in 6 weeks. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what you think that's going to do to your child? You know what I'm saying? Think that's going to do to your child? So it's like, man, you know, Tweety B is like saying, you know, kids are 13, 14, when their period comes. Man, little girls around where I live, man, you know, the parents and the women I'm talking to, some of their little daughters are starting their periods at 10, 11. You know, this stuff is affecting these little girls early, man. It's like a lot of stuff we do, man, to make money and to live and to survive and to be lazy. We don't think about how it's affecting our kids. You know what I'm saying? If you a pregnant parent, you don't got no business eating fast food. I don't give a damn about your cravings. You ain't got no business eating none of these chicken places. You ain't got no business, man, eating at some of these burger joints, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't even know what's in some of that stuff.
Go cook for them, then.
I ain't got no problem cooking for them. I'm just saying, man, you know, I mean, it's funny, true, but, I mean, we don't know. Look at these little girls, man. These little girls in elementary school, man, with big old John breasts. How you in the sixth grade, man, with 36-something? You know, how you got 34 bosoms, and you in the seventh grade.
You get some milk that is from not only just cow milk, but from, you know, cow milk that's been injected with steroids and all different kind of stuff.
That's what I was saying.
We
have completely gotten away from breastfeeding and stuff like that. But see, when they get ready to turn these lights off, these people going to have to go back to some of this stuff they done forgot about. That's what's going to be the real kicker. These people going to have to go back to where it all started from. Because the light going to go out. For people try to hush me and act like they don't know what's going on, this, that, they're going out. And when they go out, you better have a survival plan. For real, for real. Because it's real out here. Y'all need to really do y'all research. For real, for real.
I don't know why you try to hush you, man. Just because you get on that tirade, then if a person don't just nod and say, yeah, show you right, you get mad. Don't nobody try to hush you. You know,
right.
I don't know, right? I mean, everybody got a right to their opinion, Tweety B. I mean, you know, if you feel the lights gonna go out, and I ain't saying they ain't gonna
go out.
Another person got a right to think that, you know, ain't no lights going out. And you can't be wanting to whoop on them for that.
But when they go out in the dark, don't come knocking on my door with my lamps and stuff at my little, you know, oil lamps and shit. Don't come knocking at my door because I told you they were going out. Simple as that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to be like Noah. I'm going to be like Noah with the ark.
You see what I'm saying, though, man? How quick we went for the breastfeeding out of
back
to her. I told you. She's Noah with the ark, man. Yeah, I mean, it's like, man, I don't know, man. You know, a lot of that stuff, man, you know, a lot of the biblical tales, man, you know, I don't, you know, me personally, I don't take a lot of the stuff literally. You know what I mean? I think a lot of the stuff told in there is, you know, like metaphors. A lot of the stuff are parables, man, for living your life better. You know what I mean? It's like just simple stuff in there, man, you know, just to make my point. I'm not going to say that Jesus didn't heal nobody or that Jesus ain't a real person, and I'm not going to get into all that debate. But I'm going to say my metaphor for a blind person that was able to see is, if you don't know the truth and you're not walking the true path, then you blind. You're living in the dark. Once you understand, you're living in the light. Feel what I'm saying? So it's like, man, I mean, a lot of stuff, man, is different. You know, I mean, we living in a time where change really needs to be made. And I'm not talking about, man, you know, hey, I'm super religious, I don't have sex, I got to do this, I got to do that. I'm saying, man, have your own principles for your life. Have your own standards for your life. And stick to them and don't be ashamed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you a chick and you want to suck dicks all the time, man. You know, that's what you like doing. Be proud about that. Don't be mad when nobody calls you no cocksucker. Be like, and the best one you will ever meet. And hold your hand up for that high five. You'll get it, even if it's a stunned one. Somebody going to high five you. I mean, you got to be, set your standards, do what you do, man. Whatever it is that you're driven to do, whatever you're passionate about, whatever you're motivated to do, man, you do that. Whatever you believe in, believe that. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be believing in no stuff, man, that can't stand up to a logical dialogue. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can be conscious about a lot of things. I believe that if I reach a certain level of awareness and be able to tap into a certain part of my brain, that I might be able to move my body certain ways or do certain things. But at this stage, I'm not going to get up on the roof, man, and jump off and be trying to think fly. That's just not smart. So I feel like, man, you know, whatever you do, man, be reasonable with it. You know, be conscious about it. You know, raise your kids better, man. You know, be better to the people you meet, man. I like the little commercial they got on TV right now, man. Just say hi to a stranger, you know. Smile at somebody, you know what I mean? It's like, man, spread some joy, man, you know.
Yeah.
And if you can do it, man, you know, give a not-so-attractive woman, man, some penis. I'm just saying, man.
Oh,
you know,
man. Go ahead.
You know, you got one of them homegirls always sitting around talking about how long it's been, man. You know, just snatch it up and just give it to her. And be like, man, hook your ass up. Go sit down somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Probably hook up with one of my homeboys or something.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I ain't, you know, when I said give her something,
I ain't
going to
do it.
I didn't say yours, man. I said, you know, shit, man. You know, hook up with somebody, man. You know, make a connection. Network, man.
Yeah.
If you know a motherfucker that needs some pussy and a woman, put them together, man. Same way, man. If you know somebody need a beat and you know somebody make beats, man, hook them people up, man. That's what's called network, man. Network, man, work on a whole lot of levels, man.
While y'all was chit-chatting on this line, I was on my other line, and
that's how you got the job.
Congratulations, man.
Moving on up.
Turn up.
It was already your job, man. I don't even know why you're surprised.
Yeah, he was like, I'm expecting big things out of you. He was like, I'm expecting big things out of you. I said, you just don't know.
Hell yeah.
Out of me, bro.
That's what's up, man. Happy day now.
All right.
Okay,
that made my birthday even better.
Gecko Brothers, la, la, la. When we come back, we're going to give our final thoughts. And I got to go, y'all, because I'm supposed to be packed and ready by now. So we'll be back in just a minute, you guys, for a little bit more grown folks business. Hang on tight.
Come on. Gecko Brothers back once again. We spelling John O. Saying, hit me with something a little smoothed out. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la, yeah. Come on, now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la, yeah.
Hey yo, listen little lady, let me keep this true. There's no one that I'd rather rock with than you. The way you smile and you walk really make my day. And every time I see you, I forget what to say. You're the hottest little shorty in the whole New York. But I'ma chill for a second, let my man please talk.
Now look for later for the flirting and the casual speaking. Come pin your back against the wall and get your body to leak. You speaking that grown man freaking, he's speaking kinda young. But me speaking with all my tongue, happy we can speak in the tongue. Certified murder, called CSI. For how I kill it but don't hurt her, hear that we sex cry. Sounding oh so passionate. Now take a second to reconsider your choices of who you got to smash it. Or tell her the rest.
Yeah, I got you, P. She say she got a man but still coming with me. I know she can't resist all my Harlem swag, but she want me to chase her like a game of tag.
La la la.
Yeah,
la,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La la. La la la. La la.
It's no damn secret vibe is there. So relax yourself, let me make this clear. I'm feeling you and I know you feel the same, but you're trying to play old like I'm some lame. See, I got no time, but damn you fly. There's no way I could turn and just say goodbye. So stop playing around and just give me a sign.
Now I could give a damn about your man because I'm going for mine. Now strictly keep it 100, I ain't playing no games. My only game to lay your back and tear that ass out the frame. Mama, please be the ammo when the panties is down. Around your ankles, I can pull them off and won't make a sound. He's speaking type disrespectful, though the language is plain. Your man be acting so neglectful, that's a goddamn shame. Contrary to your man's opinion, mind, you're winning. That nigga's Frank Ocean, but you the stream, I wanna swim in. Ain't never had no halo, but for you, I do some sinning.
You ain't never had a lover that can do it all day. I go from 4 to 11, check my resume. I hit that ass all night, girl, it won't come quick. It's that 2013 Grand Poobah shit.
I be that way up in the air, foot holder, caresser of a tram stamp. Leg over shoulder, throw it, she flow into the bed is damn. Hit it like a champ, though I ain't never been restless. Bust off on your chest, now you got a pearl necklace.
So think about it, love, and don't pass it by. Cause together we would lay, and that would be fly. Me and you making love to the early morn. And I don't need to tell you that you got it going on. The ball's in your court, but don't wait too long. I gotta bounce, baby John, Gecko Brothers, we're gone.
Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la. Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la. Come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la. Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la. Come on. Now check it out, fellas. La la la, ladies. La la la, thug figures. La la la, chickens. La la la, la la la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Yeah, peace to the Tribe Called Quest. I'm saying, step by, go la 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 la.
The fly, oh, yeah. La 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 la.
Yeah, go follow me on Twitter at The Gecko Brothers, THEGECKOBROTHAS. So make sure you go do that. We're going to give our final thoughts now. We're going to start with you, D. Go ahead.
My final thought, man, everybody, I just want everybody to enjoy their day, man. It's nice out here. I don't know about the weather everywhere else, but where I'm at, it's nice, man. Enjoy your days. Stay blessed. Be thankful for every blessing that you got. Quit worrying about what you don't got. Be happy for what's right in front of you. You know what I'm saying? If you want something more, go strive. Go get it.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't going to come to you sitting at the crib. It ain't going to come to you sitting at the crib. Go get it. You know, everybody stay blessed. And Tweety B, congratulations. That's all I got.
Hey, Rue, you next.
Oh, man, I'd just like to declare today, man, National Grown Folk Business Day, man. Sit down and have an adult conversation with somebody, man, about something relevant. Dig what I'm saying? You know, I ain't telling you to log out. You know, set your phone down or, you know, do whatever. Have an adult conversation. Talk to somebody, man, about something relevant. You know what I mean? Discuss what's going on, man. Talk to somebody about some stuff that you've been complaining about. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk about solutions as opposed to problems. You know what I mean? It's like, sit down and try to fix one of the things that you've been crying about lately. Just have an adult conversation, man. I mean, if your sex life ain't right, sit down and talk to your partner about what you would like to change or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If you're not happy with your job, man, you know what I'm saying? Start looking for another one. I ain't saying quit your job. Start looking for another job, man. They out there. You know what I'm saying? Fix what's wrong. So I'm just declaring today, man, National Grown Folks Business Day, man. Get your shit together, man. You know, you know, everybody that's tuning in, man, y'all stay tuned in, man, to Manic Mondays, man, you know, from, you know, hey, ain't no telling, man, we might have to change the hours, the boss lady working, man, and explicit content, man, y'all stay tuned, man, we gonna keep y'all abreast, man, and you know what's going on with the show,
and how things are, man, over here at Tweety Bee Central. But y'all can follow me over there, man, on Twitter at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Heywood Cooty Reborn. You know, follow me over there, and I'll keep y'all abreast of it, man. You know, other than that, man, it's been another exciting day, man. Good conversation with good people, man. Y'all call in, join the conversation, man. Don't be afraid, man. That's 646-200-8360. Mm-hmm. No, 3860. Yeah, I was going to correct
you myself. That's well, we're going to get it right.
Yeah.
We're going to get it right.
Yeah. Y'all
call in,
man.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? You know, enjoying the conversation, man. Ain't no conversation
without book.
You know, you might open your mouth about some bullshit and get beat upside the head verbally or whatever, man. But ain't nothing can't be brought to the table as far as conversation goes. So, you know what I mean? Y'all enjoy yourself today, man. Go on over there and follow me on Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple other places y'all can catch me at. Check me out and look into the mind of the God, hey, real. So, you.
I just want to say I appreciate everybody listening and everybody for coming over to check us out on Grown Folks Business and the rest of our shows over here on Tweety Bird Central. I would just like to say to the God, hey, Ruth, since we're talking about things we don't like, I don't like it when you put your damn foot in my back and pull me by my hair like that. That shit kind of hurt a little bit.
Hey, man, you know, shit.
Hey, boy, trip, man.
Oh, man, crazy, man.
Serious. So, y'all, I appreciate y'all for coming over here and having fun with this on Grown Folks Business. D, I'm going to have to make you official, I believe, so I'm going to have a little chit-chat with you. But we're going to call it a day for today, and you guys make sure that today is a progressive Friday for you. I know it's a weekend, but you guys need to be safe. Don't be out there drunk and high driving around because you hit my kid, I'm coming for you. Straight like that. And we will see you guys next time for more Grown Folks Business. And you know I'm going to get out of here on some of this Tweety Bee, so it is what it is. Holla.
All right.
All right, y'all. Now, we're going to take this back. Take it back for you one time on the TV.